Hockey season has finally started, and I'm settling in to my Eastern Conference team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who scored their very first goal of the season on a delayed penalty. I don't think my Kings, over there on the far West Coast, that seems like a distant memory, scored a delayed penalty goal at all last year. Now, delayed penalty goal, for those of you who are not hockey fans, who should all become hockey fans, it's the greatest sport in the world. Now it's like by far the greatest sport ever since Goodell totally killed the NFL. But a delayed penalty, it allows you, when a player on the other team commits a penalty against you, as long as you have possession of the puck and they don't, the other team doesn't gain possession of the puck, you can bring on an extra player. You pull your goalie because the penalty doesn't get applied and the game doesn't stop until the team who's going to go into the penalty box touches the puck. So what happens is a delayed penalty is you get a man advantage. You pull your goalie out because it's impossible for them to score unless you score on yourself, which in the pros, it's unlikely. In your beer leagues, much more likely. And you can go for as long as you can control the puck and not let the other team control it and gain possession. And then the penalty starts. One of the amazing things about the NHL is how they handle penalties. It keeps the game going. It keeps the game interesting. I absolutely love it. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. I am so thankful you are here. Thank you for listening, sharing the show with a friend. The numbers have been phenomenal lately, and I just can't say seriously enough thank you for all of your support, helping us out, becoming a member. You become a member by going to the Fight Laugh Feast Network. We are part of their network. And you become a member at fightlaughfeast.com. And you put an HTBT in the memo field. And you'll get a 15-ounce mug. You'll get a pint glass. You'll get tons of great content. I mean, there's such great content. Chocolate Knox does such an amazing job producing the content. And it's such so edifying. There's the Proverbs series with Pastor Toby. There's the sales series for you business folk out there. It's just great stuff. If you want to reach out to me, have any questions, comments, I got a lot more than expected last couple days, and that was awesome. I love it. You can email me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Really appreciate it. Don't forget about that book club, Never Split the Difference. Already having people sign up. Continue to sign up. Just get on there. Let me know you're going to be there so I can plan appropriately. We're going to knock out a book in an hour, and it's going to become a podcast, and you're going to be able to interact. We did the interacting with Reformgelical AD and I last night. I hope you guys can go over there and catch it. You can see the rerun if you go over to Patreon right now and test the beta. You'll hear my voice in like a much lower octave. I'm still trying to figure out why that is. AD's voice seems fine. Mine is weird. Thank you for all those who did join during the show. It was really cool to be able to see people's chats and be able to get your feedback, get your questions, for you guys to clarify, for you guys to ask things. It was a really cool whole new experience for us. And I don't know if you know this about podcasters. Usually we edit things, or at least we have the safety net of knowing when we mess up, we can have the post-production editing at the end. I actually don't. I knock it out. Very rarely do I edit something out unless it's like atrociously horrible and I just like lose my train of thought. I haven't done that for a long time, luckily. And watch, I totally just jinxed myself on this. But anyway, so we got that. We got Reformgelical. You can go check that out. Join us next Wednesday. We're going to do that every Wednesday night. Our book club is the last Tuesday night of every month. So we're going to have it on the 29th. Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. Go check out that book. They even have the cliff notes if you don't want to read the whole thing and still want to join in on the discussion. I saw on YouTube one of the, like, so celebrities have like a score and you will pay them more the higher their score is. Will Smith has got to be one of the people with the highest scores. And Target just did a promotion with them that I thought was actually pretty clever. And we're probably going to see more of these. What would you do if Will Smith greeted you at the self-checkout? They rewired the screen that you usually see where you're scanning items. And Will Smith just came on and started talking and interacting. I'm telling you, there's something to this live feature that's happening in real time where you're going to start interacting with people. And they're going to start doing it with marketing and Target more and more. And Will Smith was basically just as a gag, getting people, interacting with people, giving away gift certificates, making people do push-ups. it was just funny because like a lot of people didn't realize what was happening in the moment. And they thought maybe it was just like a recording, but it was actually real live Will Smith talking to these people, asking them their names and all that stuff. And it was great because it's a great thing for Target. It costs you however much it costs to pay Will Smith and the technology and the time and the gift certificates. And then you have this huge promotion that's going to go viral. I mean, it just came out and it already had over 100,000 views when I just saw it. I mean, everyone loves Will Smith. I love Will Smith. It makes me want to go stream Fresh Prince. I don't even know where we can, but I would love for that to come on Netflix. And that's a good reminder for, or a good thing to think about for two reasons. One is be prepared for it to happen to you. It's going to happen more and more with this technology coming out. You're going to be surprised. So be prepared. Think through how you're going to respond to something like that if it and when it happens to you. And then also is look for ways that you could leverage technology in the same way. Maybe there is a way where you are a vendor in a party or something where you could have this real-time interaction. You can come, like maybe you're used to just dropping stuff off, but maybe you can be like on call or have some kind of feature where they can interact with you. I don't know, but there's going to be just so many new ways to leverage technology in ways that you haven't thought about that have not been used today. And if you could start thinking about those things like Target's done, like what we're doing with our podcast Reformgelical and the book club, the more of an advantage you're going to have over your competition. So something really good to think about. I have another great story of someone at work proclaiming the gospel, doing something good. And it's a really tragic story. I'm sure you've heard about it. Everyone's talking about it. The Amber Guger, G-U-Y-G-E-R, the police officer who allegedly, or I guess now she was convicted of murder. She's going to jail for 10 years. She went into what she thought was her house, according to her, and she shot the man, which it turned out to be his house, and killed him. Apparently she was drunk from what I remember. I might have that detail wrong. But what really made the headline was that his brother, the man that she murdered, gave this gospel presentation and forgave her and ended up giving her a hug after sentencing, which is amazing. And, you know, what a great testament of reconciliation. I forgot what page it was on. It might have been, I'm not even going to guess because I don't even remember whose it was. But I said, like, in a world that is starved for reconciliation with others, with each other, and with our Creator, like, the gospel is the only answer, and this is such a beautiful picture of that. But what also was really great about the story is the judge was so moved that the judge got down, and after administering justice, 10 years of murder, as according to the statutes for the laws that she oversees, that she gave her a Bible to take and told her that what's done is done, and you need to, what matters is what you're going to do with your future, and that you should, you know, basically preaching the gospel as well. What a blessing for this cop who, maybe she did it on accident. Maybe she didn't really know it was her house. I mean, she, like, for those of you who do carry guns, like I do, you know that it's illegal for you to take your gun to drink, to the bar, to, and you're not supposed to carry when you're intoxicated at all, which I think this is significant in this case. And I don't think you get an exemption as a police officer, although I'm sure police officers just always take your gun, but they shouldn't either. And so I think it is like she should be responsible for that. If we're all having, we should be all be under the same laws, police officer, not police officer. I don't know why I got on that tangent, but anyways, it, like she said, you made a mistake. Now go make your life better. Go give your life to Jesus. Here's a Bible, read it. Which is a good thought and good reminder for us is, are we prepared to take advantage of opportunities like this? Do you have Bibles that you can give away? Do you have New Testaments like the Gideon Bible? And isn't, no, that's the hotel one. But there is one where it's like Proverbs, Psalms, and the New Testament. Like, be prepared to take advantage of the opportunities that God puts in front of you. Like this high profile police officer. I mean, And if you don't think it could be awkward to do this, I mean, the judge literally just sentenced her to 10 years in prison and then went to go preach the gospel. I don't know of many more possibly awkward situations, but it turns out it looks like it wasn't, which is a great encouragement to us that we need to be prepared to proclaim to further the gospel, because life is war. Remember that. And all of the things that we are doing should be tactics and strategies to win the battles that God puts before us through his strength, through his power. And we should be looking for victory and looking to press ahead and to train ourselves, to equip ourselves with the spiritual equipment, that the spiritual armor that Paul talks about in Ephesians. Yes, Paul isn't important. I don't care what Beth Moore has to say. So be ready, be on your guard. Let's push ahead. Let's extend the battle lines. Let's go out and be successful, and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. God bless.